KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies. It's 21 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies today, a high of 39. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Atlantic Fire and Medevac ambulance were called to the scene of a residential fire Monday afternoon. A call about smoke coming from the attic at 709 Cedar Street was called in around 1:30 p.m. A female and her grandmother were able to escape the home as crews were arriving. Smoke was visible from the northwest corner of the home as fire crews worked to get to the source of the flames and ventilate the structure. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese had said residents smelled smoke earlier in the day but were not able to determine where it came from. He also said this morning that they're still investigating the cause of that house fire. Again, no cause has been determined as of this morning. Crews were on the scene yesterday until 3:25 p.m. Atlantic Police, Cass County Sheriff's Deputies, and Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Kennan assisted at the scene. Well, in case you missed it yesterday, Chestnut Street between 7th and 8th Street is being blocked off today through Thursday as work is being done in the area on the street that will limit access to the First Whitney Bank and Trust at 7th and Chestnut to traffic from the north only. Again, that's Chestnut Street between 7th and 8th. The area will be limited access traffic. Voters in several Iowa communities head to the polls today to decide on spending millions on school improvements. The largest is a $62 million bond issue for a new high school and athletic complex of the Sergeant Bluff-Luton District. Bettendorf voters will decide on a $30 million bond to renovate classrooms, add security, and expand athletic facilities. Bettendorf District officials estimate the bond would meet a tax of $1.56 per month for a home assessed at $200,000. Harlan voters will decide on a $28.5 million bond issue for major school renovations. Polls are open there from now until 8 this evening. The Akron-Westfield Community School District is offering a $6.9 million bond issue for a list of improvements, including new locker rooms, science classrooms, and school entrances. Also, an $11.5 million bond issue is going to a vote for a series of improvements at Iowa Western Community College in Council Bluffs. Polls for the Iowa Western vote are open from noon until 8 p.m. When the Atlantic School Board meets at 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday, one of the action items on their agenda is approving a resolution calling for an election on the proposed issuance of general obligation bonds for the purpose of carrying out school building and site improvement projects. If approved, it's expected the special election will be held April 2nd. Last month, the board, along with members of the Facilities Planning Committee, an engineer and financial expert, met at the high school to discuss a proposal for a bond referendum calling for up to $9.5 million to improve certain district facilities. Superintendent Steve Barber told KJAN News afterward that the proposal concentrates on improvements to the middle school and redoing the softball-baseball diamond, refurbishing the Trojan Bowl, creating a road from 11th to 14th to help with congestion that occurs at the Washington School during student drop-off and pickup.
Basically, the scope is centered around creating safety in our athletic facilities at the middle school, and then also making all of our facilities ADA compliant and accessible to everyone.
Some of the proposed improvements to the Trojan Bowl include using an all-synthetic turf, a new and wider soccer field, four-lane rubber track, visitor parking, and new bleachers with 1,500-seat capacity on the home side and 500-seat capacity on the visitor side. The proposal also includes lighting and sound improvements and a new scoreboard. The baseball and softball complex improvements would include new dugouts, batting cages, six tennis courts, and lights at the existing high school practice field. In other business, the Atlantic School Board tomorrow evening will act on retirement incentive program participants, which include Malaya Clark, Cheryl Dusenberry, Craig Fredine, Christy Garrett, Merle Hopper-Henningson, Deborah Nelson, and Pat Wiederin. Those teachers have a combined 169 years of teaching experience with the Atlantic School District. The board will also act on early resignation incentives, which calls for a stipend in the amount of $500 for the aforementioned teachers, and personnel matters, including several resignations. You can see the list of those under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And the board will act on contracts and or letters of assignment for Dana Halder, substitute bus driver, Dalton Franken, volunteer boys baseball coach, Natalie Ritter, food service director, and Bryce Casey, middle school endorsement compensation. The Atlantic School Board meeting takes place Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. again at the high school media center. Well, a woman accused of stealing narcotic pain pills while working for a Council Bluffs assisted living facility has taken a plea deal. 31-year-old Mandy Newsom was given 2 years probation and fined $1,000 last Friday. She was also granted a deferred judgment. That means Newsom's conviction in the case can be removed from court records if she fulfills her probation terms. She pleaded guilty to a felony drug charge, and prosecutors dropped two related charges in return. Her trial had been set to begin January 15th. Newsom was accused of stealing nearly 1,900 oxycodone and hydrocodone pills from January of 2017 to August of 2017 while she was working at the Bethany Heights assisted living facility. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported the arrest on Sunday of two men from Glenwood. 30-year-old Brian Mitchell Adams was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, and 45-year-old David Monroe Reeves was arrested for failure to maintain control and failure to provide proof of financial liability. Both men's bonds were set at $1,000 each. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers said that at a little before 9 p.m. Saturday, officers arrested on numerous charges 45-year-old Jess Scott Larson of rural Clarinda. Larson faces charges that include felony possession of methamphetamine, introduction of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, onto the premises of the Page County Jail, and theft in the fifth degree by exercising control over stolen property. Larson was taken into custody at 16th and Boundary Street Saturday following a shoplifting complaint officers were investigating after they were summoned to the Hy-Vee food store. He was arrested without incident and held in the Page County Jail on $10,300 bond. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported numerous recent arrests. Among them, early Monday morning, a deputy patrolling on Interstate 80 near mile marker 22 saw a vehicle ahead of him with no lights on the rear of the vehicle. The vehicle was also displaying a paper registration plate, and during the course of the traffic stop, the 24-year-old female driver was identified as having a protection order in place with the passenger of the vehicle. After confirmation of the order, the passenger, 24-year-old Albert Finley of Omaha, was arrested for violation of a protection order. At around 11:30 p.m. Sunday, a Pott County deputy dispatched to the 20-mile marker of Interstate 80 for an unknown injury accident involving a 2011 Dodge Caliber. Arrested 39-year-old Edgar Gerardo Badillo of Council Bluffs for first offense OWI. Earlier that same evening, a deputy on patrol was dispatched to the area of Highway 59 and Cottonwood Road for a check location call. Dispatch advised Mills County had taken a report of stolen license plates from a vehicle, and the vehicle was in that area. Upon arrival, the vehicle was on location but was unoccupied. The license plates, which come from a vehicle in Macedonia, were removed from the vehicle and placed into evidence. 33-year-old Nicholas John Horgdahl of Emerson was arrested for theft in the fifth degree. And on December 8th, Pott County deputies were dispatched to a residence in the 21,000 block of Greenview Road for a disturbance. Upon arrival and further investigation, it was determined an assault had occurred, and the offender, 25-year-old Philip Michael Richard Moffitt of Council Bluffs, was placed under arrest for the incident that involved his 25-year-old girlfriend from Council Bluffs. Moffitt was transported to Pott County Corrections. At around 11:10 p.m. on Friday, 21-year-old Austin Daniel Malloy of Walnut was operating a vehicle on Highway 92 at 480th Street in Pott County and was stopped for a failure to dim his bright lights and littering. Malloy showed signs of impairment and had a barred driving status at the time and was placed under arrest for OWI and driving while barred. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.